has all been, what we've been working for is finally producing the gold and beginning the mine on its mine life.
Kensington Gold Mine begins production south of Haines. And stay with us for a special feature that digs into the local news archives as KHNS celebrates 30 years. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. The Kensington Mine is now operating a week ahead of schedule. The facility near Berners Bay, about 35 air miles south of Haines, began producing gold concentrate Thursday. The facility has been nearly 20 years in the planning and construction. A lawsuit based on disposal of the mine's tailings even went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Coeur d'Alene Mine spokesman Tony Ebersole says they finished with construction and testing before the first production run Thursday.
It's a feeling of accomplishment, you know, that this has all been, what we've been working for is finally producing the gold and beginning the mine on its mine life.
That's 10 to 12 and a half years. At least 200 people are working at the mine. That's not counting contractors still on site.
And it's been my joy to see the buses full of workers headed out to Kensington.
Governor Sean Parnell speaking at Juneau Chamber of Commerce Thursday about Kensington Mine's successful transition from litigation to production. It was just a year ago that the Supreme Court settled that tailings disposal issue, allowing the mine to go forward. Since then, the Lower Slate Lake Tailings Facility has been built and other mine construction completed. The construction workforce initially grew to about 300. Randy Wanamaker heads up the BBC Human Resource Development Corporation. It's a consortium of native groups in Core Alaska, which work with the University of Alaska and State Labor Department to recruit, train, and hire mine workers. That consortium includes Klukwan Inc. Wanamaker says about 30% of the Kensington workforce is Alaska Native or Native affiliated.
So if a Native company was working there, like say Gold Belt, and it had 10 employees, 5 were Native and 5 were non-Native, they count the non-Natives that are working for Gold Belt as part of their Native affiliated, which they can use to meet their goal of local hire and Native hire. The reasoning is that they should be able to count them in their Native participation goal, even if they're non-Native.
Wanamaker says the majority of workers come from Southeast Alaska. He says the company is still hiring for temporary and full-time positions.
Well, during the course of operations, there will be about 200 employees, workers, operating the mine, and that's during the whole, course of its production. And obviously, this has a ripple effect throughout the economy, in terms of, jobs that are created relative to the mine itself. So it has a ripple effect throughout the economy, but right now, the operations, as it's said, are approximately 200.
Most of the workers commute from Juneau, with transportation provided by Gold Belt Tours. Employees park at a lot for a defunct auto dealership leased by Gold Belt. They take a Gold Belt bus to the Yankee Cove Ferry Terminal, where they board a ferry for the mine. That workforce includes 5 employees from Haines. Ebersole says they hope to produce 50,000 ounces over the rest of the year. Actual production figures may be released in the corporation's next quarterly report, due in late September.
It takes time to ramp it up. You know, as you're beginning operation of a new facility like this, that, you have to have a certain schedule of, bringing the product through and making sure everything's working right. And as that occurs, then the production itself will increase.
Ebersole says the company is releasing an economic impact study in the next month to measure what he called the ripple effect.
I think we're going to have more information on that in terms of some of the tax revenues that are generated and additional jobs that have been generated because of this. But it certainly has a major impact on the Southeast Alaska region.
The target for all of 2011 is 125,000 ounces. Production costs are pegged at $490 an ounce for the life of the mine. Coeur d'Alene Mines has already found a buyer for about half of the concentrate. A contract was announced this week with China National Gold Group Corporation, China's largest gold producer. Coeur is already operating one mine each in Nevada and Argentina. New silver and gold mines in Mexico and Bolivia are nearing their first full year of operation. Dijon Delights, the Northern Lynn Canal's seafood smokery, might be a familiar name, the smoke a familiar smell, and the product a familiar taste. But the story behind the name is lesser known, says business partner Scott Doddridge.
Well, it was started in 1984. John and Dina started it back then, and that was on the Dave Nanny's back porch, actually. And a lot of people say Dijon as in Dijon mustard, but it actually came from Dina Stout and John Brainerd, Dijon. So that's the beginnings.
The Halibut, Salmon, and Black Cod Smokery and Retail Store later moved into a retail space in downtown Haines and expanded to Skagway in 1990. The new generation of owners took over in 2004, and this year marks the biggest business move since. Dijon Delight's Skagway store is quadrupling.
It's probably the biggest expansion since they opened a shop in Skagway.
The store started as a yurt-style building on Broadway in the beginning of the 1990s, then to three more retail spaces before this latest expansion.
Yeah. We moved to 3rd Avenue in Skagway. It's given us about 4 to 5 times as much retail space as we've had before, and certainly a lot more exposure. It's closer to Broadway. It's closer to the cruise ship docks, and it's right by Glacial Smoothies, which certainly gets a lot of traffic as well.
The company's been thinking about expanding for a while, but made an immediate decision in the spring when the space at 3rd and Broadway became available.
We figured it was just time to make the move. We needed a little more stimulus going on, and so, we went for it.
Doddridge says the bigger space was easy to fill. He says the expansion has made it possible to bring in at least 3 new local vendors and create new job positions.
One thing that we're proud of is that we do hire locally. We do our best to hire locally. And so in Skagway, we did have to expand the workforce, and we did kind of keep to our mission, and that is mostly all local employees.
It'll take a bit of time to see if the financial numbers support the move, but so far, Doddridge says the return looks encouraging.
When you do a big move like that, you have a lot of money flowing out, and so we're seeing a reasonable return so far. Certainly, you know, we're making more money, but we spent a lot of money to get there, and it costs a lot to stay there, but we're optimistic. We think that it was a smart move overall, and we're hoping for the best.
In the meantime, the store is already bringing in more local traffic, says Doddridge. The new location will still be bringing products over from the Haines Smokery, but offers more free samples.
You can come eat lunch, pretty much, although we discourage that.
And more room to mingle than before.
One of the big things is, I guess, with the expanded space. Originally, when in the little building, if 4 or 5 people were in the shop, it seemed really full. And now we can have 20 people in the shop, and it's still... You're not afraid to go in, so that's been a big help.
Although Skagway's Dijon Delights is going through a big transformation, the Haines store isn't planning any changes, says Doddridge. It's staying just the way it is for now.
Haines is actually doing a lot better this year than last year. We're pleasantly surprised. We were thinking that a lot of our energy in that was going to Skagway because that's where the business is. But this year, Haines has done a pretty fair turnaround. We're seeing more people in the door, and they're spending a little more money. So that helps.
In recognition of the KHNS 30th anniversary, we're bringing you a special feature, News from Your Past. Here's a peek into the KHNS local news archives. This is past KHNS newscaster Dave Reimer with a story from winter of 1999.
Well, Haines made it through one incredible storm Friday with few major problems. Saturday, there was a report of an overturned snowplow and a nearly sinking boat in the harbor, but other than that, relatively little actual damage was reported. From the National Weather Service office in Juneau, veteran forecaster Paul Shannon offered this historical perspective about Friday's blizzard warning.
That's obviously very unusual to get this kind of heavy snow and this strong winds. I've been here almost 20 years, and I could count on less than one hand how many times we've had to put out blizzard warnings for anybody here in the panhandle. Very unusual to get the strong winds, and heavy snow at the same time.
Skagway's Chief of Police Dave Sexton, speaking on Friday, said Friday was much different in Skagway.
It's actually better today than it's been almost all week. We've been getting slight snow. We've got more snow here than I've seen the last couple of years. It's definitely been a snowy winter. But we had some just screaming winds through here last night, and it seemed to blow away most of our snow, except for some big drifts. I've got bare ground. I'm looking at grass all the way from the PD to the canal, you know, which is probably a quarter mile. There isn't any snow. So we had some winds that just came through and drifted what was here, but blew away everything else. And it's, like I say, it's better conditions here today than it probably has been most of the week.
Although a storm warning is in effect for the eastern Gulf Coast of Alaska, including a heavy snow warning for Yakutat, the forecast for Haines and Skagway is for snow showers today and tomorrow.
That was News from Your Past, a special feature running during the KHNS membership drive to commemorate 30 years of community radio in the Upper Lynn Canal. I'm Tara Bicknell with KHNS Local News. Thanks for getting your news on KHNS Airwaves. We appreciate your support.